There's a place in New York where you can walk through the actual front doors of the world's most famous recording studio, Abbey Road. Through those doors, past the Beatles, Pink Floyd, Radiohead, and countless other rock giants. Where can you find those doors? At the Hard Rock Cafe Times Square. The Abbey Road doors and thousands of other priceless pieces of rock history can be found at Hard Rock Cafes, Hard Rock Casinos, and Hard Rock Hotels around the world. To learn more, visit hardrock.com.
Little Steven's Underground Garage's coolest conversations, presented by Hard Rock Cafe, hosted by the Mighty Manfred.
This is the Mighty Manfred, and since this week's coolest conversations throwback coincides with the return of All Hallows Eve, we're digging back to 2018's Halloween week's coolest conversations to hear from Paul Howell, guitar player in the Austrian 60s-style garage rock band Wild Evil and the Trash Bones. Powell fills us in on his music background, the beginnings of the Trash Bones, and the recent album at the time, Digging My Grave, which coincidentally was that week's coolest song in the world. So let's hear some of that, and then my interview with Powell on your Coolest Conversations throwback presented by Hard Rock and Little Steven's Underground Garage.
Walking down the cemetery, and I was wearing a frown. I was digging a hole, I was digging deep, and I catch the smell of rotten meat. I'm digging my grave. I'm digging my grave.
This is the Mighty Manfred, and dear listeners, get ready for one wild, coolest conversations, because joining me today, all the way from Vienna, Austria, is Paul Howell, lead guitar player in Wild Evil and the Trash Bones. Hey, Paul, how are you?
I'm fine. How about you?
I'm excellent and very happy to be chatting with you today. So tell me about yourself, Paul. I know you've been trashy with the Trash Bones. When did you start playing music?
Wow, that has been a long time ago. Actually, my parents forced me to learn the guitar at the age of 9, and I wasn't quite happy with that. After the first year, my guitar teacher asked me, hey, do you guys want to go on? You want to keep playing? You want to come again for the next year? And I said, no, I don't want to. And then I came home to my parents, and they told me, yeah, your guitar teacher just called us, and he said that you want to quit. You're not going to quit, Paul. And so they forced me into it. But it has been part of my life ever since, and it's one of the things that make me happy the most. I mean, I've been playing in bands since the age of 13. Back then, with some friends from school, we rehearsed in the cellar of the school and played at like school celebrations and everything. And I think my first big live show back then was with my former band, the Roadrunners, at the age of 16, actually. And with the Roadrunners back then, we have been touring a lot in Eastern Europe. And about 9 years ago, so it will be the 10 years Trash Bones anniversary in July next year, 2019. So 9 and something years ago, we became friends with the former band of Wild Evil, the Incredible Staggers. And we decided to make an even more trashier and garagier band. And yeah, this is what we developed into.
Well, you mentioned the Staggers, and I'm familiar with them. I had seen them play before, and I know Wild Evil was fronting them. And you mentioned the Roadrunners just now. So both bands were based in Vienna?
No, I actually was born and raised in Graz, which is the capital of Styria, a southern county in Austria. And it's the so-called second largest city, which means it has only got 300,000 inhabitants. Yeah, it's pretty small. It's rather a town than a city. The Roadrunners were based in Graz, and still two of the members of Wild Evil and the Trash Bones are living in Graz, which is a ride of about 200 kilometers, so that would be 130 miles or something between the two cities whenever we want to rehearse.
Okay. I'd have to imagine that the garage rock scene would be fairly small in Austria or in Vienna. Is that true?
Yeah, that is indeed true. It has been bigger, but until 7 years ago or something, but ever since that, it keeps shrinking.
that's terrible. What do you think you can do to make it bigger?
Oof. I don't know. Kill all juveniles and force people to make some new ones, and then wait 17 years until they become able to drink. I don't know, man. It's horrible. We're doing our best. I mean, Murphy and Sebastian, so Wild Evil, have been organizing concert shows, DJ gigs, whatever, ever since I think they can think. And we're doing our best to keep it up a little, but it's hard, you know.
It's hard. So let's see. It's about next year. You said will be 10-year anniversary. The debut album from the Trash Bones, Tales from the Cave, that came out like in 2011, and the new album Digging My Grave from last year. Why did it take 6 years to put out a new album?
Because we damaged so many bass players. We have a long history of destroying bass players. The core team, like the basic four of us, which is Bernie Trashbone playing on the drums, Murphy Morphine playing the bass. Now he used to play guitar. Wild Evil on the vocals, he used to play organ too, and me on the guitar, the four of us. Have been the core of this band since we founded it. But now, back then, we had a female bass player, and I think we had four different bass players until we decided, and you know, the thing is, like, every time you get a new member in the band, you have to rehearse the old songs again in order to make them able to play the old songs. So you basically never have time to write new songs when you have a new bass player every 1 or 2 years. This is why it took us so long for the second album.
Do you, I mean, I've seen you live, and you also have an organ player live, right? Isn't he from Spain originally, or who am I thinking of?
Fernando is from Brazil, but he used to live in London for 10 years. He was playing in MFC Chicken, and he has been living in Germany for 3 years, and now he has been living in Vienna for 2 years. And when he moved to Vienna, he joined the band to play organ with us.
Yes, and so I've seen him play with you. And you mentioned him playing in a band in London. Was it MFC Chicken? Is that it?
Yes, exactly. That's it.
And for our listeners that may not be familiar with them, it's all songs about chickens, fried chickens, eating chicken, which I think
it's a great band. I mean, I love them. We got to know Fernando a long time ago. One time when we played for the first time in London with Wild Evil and the Trash Bones, we were hosted by him and his girlfriend back then. I think this must have been 6 or 7 years ago.
I noticed that the first album you recorded at your rehearsal space or practice room, and the new one was done at Living Room Sounds with Roman Owl. Where is Living Room Sounds, and who is Roman Owl?
Roman Owl, he has a band going on, or had a band going on, I think, called Redondo Beat. We got to know Roman Owl because of a recommendation from our favorite German garage band, the Satelliters, and they are based in Frankfurt, or around Frankfurt, actually, and they recorded some stuff with Roman, I think, and they recommended him to us because, you know, it's I have made the experience in my musical career that it's always better to record with somebody who is not a professional producer in that way, that he makes a living out of it for the last 10 years, because then they tend to be less motivated to give input and to talk with the band. And, you know, and Roman has a really nice studio there in his living room in the middle of nowhere. I think the town where it's in has about 1,000 inhabitants. It's called Freigericht, which means free court. Yeah, it was great fun recording with him, because he had so much nice input to give us, and he has every different instrument in there. I mean, at the Coyote, the instrumental, you hear a vibraphone, you will hear, we have timpanis recorded on Ain't It Hard, and like lots of crazy stuff on this album. We ourselves actually like to describe the Digging My Grave album as our Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
Excellent. Excellent. And Roman and Owl is your George Martin.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, there's another person that is involved with the record. I saw that it was mastered by Jim Diamond. Did you send him the tracks to work on and then he sent them back to you? Or did you meet him and go over the tracks together when he was mastering?
We sent him the tracks.
Okay, all right.
He was also recommended to us by friends, and we just, I think we never sat down, or at least I didn't, maybe Sebastian. But we sent him the tracks, he did like a mastering on one song, sent it back to us, and we decided what would be our input on it, and then, yeah, he just did it for us.
Yeah, I think working with Jim is great. Now, you've got a couple of really cool covers on the album. You mentioned the Coyote song, the Link Ray tune, and the Gypsy Trips tune, Ain't It Hard. You also cover Howlin' Wolf's 300 Pounds of Joy. Why'd you cover a blues tune, or do a Howlin' Wolf tune?
Oh, good question. Well, I think basically our musical taste is widespread enough that every one of us really fancies and enjoys blues music. Yeah. And of course, the roots of any kind of garage music are to find in the early blues. And also, I think that's where most rock and roll music comes from, actually. And I don't think that you can be a serious garage musician without fancying blues.
Yeah, I agree. Well, how did you find out about that Gypsy Trip song, Ain't It Hard? Because that's a really cool tune, but I don't know that it turns up on all the compilations, but maybe it has. How did you find out about that track?
To be honest, I really don't know. Wild Evil was all about it. He really fancies that track. And he recommended us to do a cover on that, and it worked out pretty well.
Well, this Halloween week in the Underground Garage, we're playing Digging My Grave as our coolest song in the world. Now, whose idea was that tune, Digging My Grave?
That's hard to say. Basically, I think the way we write songs is that we sit down together and somebody, you know, has an idea for a riff or whatever and plays it, and in kind of a jamming way, we jam together a song, and it develops out of this. Then we have some improvised lyrics, and back then when we wrote the song for live performance, it was something, the chorus was something about out of my grave. And as we are real professionals and we take ourselves very seriously, we finished the lyrics for about 50% of the songs in the car ride to the studio. And it was the same thing for Digging My Grave. Back then, it was like Out of My Grave, and Sebastian said, yeah, what can we do with this song? Do you have any ideas? And I told him, yeah, you know, Sebastian, Wild Evil, the thing for me is when I write lyrics, I do one thing, and you will also, if you listen to Gotta Leave Town, you will get to know this special kind of lyrics, because I always try to write lyrics in a way that they could be either about a girl or about drugs. And he somehow took only half of this and said, yeah, let's make it like an LSD trip. What's with the grave? He's an LSD and he's in the graveyard. What can we do with that? And I said, yeah, maybe, you know, he's digging a grave. And then in the end, he finds out it's his own grave. And yeah, this is how we developed the lyrics. And then there was a little twist in the end when we recorded it. We found out that we actually wrote too much lyrics for the song, which is why the backing vocals always start the chorus before the main vocals, because the lyrics have turned out to be too long.
Oh, wow. Well, I watched your video for it, and I really dig the video. And then towards the end of the video, these couple of lovely ladies kind of appear, and they start to bury Wild Evil in the sand. Who are those women?
One of them is Judith, Fernando's girlfriend, the dark-haired one. And the other one is Sarah. She's Sebastian's wife. The blonde-haired one.
Well, does Wild Evil often have people try to bury him when he's on the beach?
Yeah, actually, when we were touring in the U.S. and we were at Venice Beach, I buried myself. There are some nice shots. I might send them to you of me digging my own grave in Venice Beach.
Well, you have to send this to me. I look forward to seeing that. And I'm glad you mentioned about being at Venice Beach, because you guys have played the U.S. A couple of times now, right? Did you play the U.S. before this year as well?
No, the Trash Bones didn't ever play the U.S. Okay. before. Wild Evil, with his former band, The Incredible Staggers, was playing the U.S. two times, I think. So we only did this one tour where we had eight shows at the East Coast, and then we had this final show in Mexico City.
What was the show like in Mexico City?
It was, for sure, the biggest show we ever played. There were about 2,500 people on the festival in a huge circus tent. And it was also probably one of the more stressful shows we ever played, because it was one of the few times that we played at an actual festival where they have a timetable set and everything. So like the whole changeover from one band to the other has about 5 minutes time. Yeah, this was quite stressful, but it was really impressive to play in front of such a huge crowd and on such a huge stage in this gigantic circus tent where you could just, you know, sprint around the stage and have a lot of space and throw your guitar in the air and walk in front to the audience and see like thousands of people in front of you. It was just incredible. And one thing that I recognized jumping around on stage and doing this show is that Mexico City is actually very high up at a very high level. I think it's 2,000 meters high. Suddenly you're like having a hard time breathing because the air is so thin up there.
Oh my gosh. Well, who else played that festival? What other bands? Was it a garage rock festival? Or
it was a garage rock festival with the Bomboras, the Boss Martians. Then one band I always wanted to see since I was 16 years young, the Gruesomes.
The Gruesomes are from Canada.
Yeah, exactly. The Gruesomes are from Canada. And the 5678, as well as a very, very good Mexican surf band, Lost Acapulco.
Oh, very cool. I actually have a Lost Acapulco album. So that was your tour earlier from this year. You played shows in the U.S. and then you wound up in Mexico City. Any plans to come back next year?
Yeah, actually, we were thinking about it. I mean, the thing is that it is financially a very hard place for us, to be honest, because, you know, flights from overseas are quite expensive. But we would love to come back and maybe do something a bit further up north, but also West Coast-ish. that would be a nice thing. And I think, yeah, maybe now we have the experience that we can, you know, like set better conditions for ourselves and also for the booking agency or the booking agent or whoever is doing it. Because, yeah, if the Mexicans didn't pay us so well, then we wouldn't have been able to do the US tour. So we are kind of, you know, the Donald Trump of garage rock. We made the Mexicans pay for it.
Well, good luck working that out for the future, too. Real quick, there's some other tracks I really enjoy on the album. I wanted to tell you the opening instrumental. How do you say that, by the way? It's a Bookliga or the Booklige, or how do you say that, the opening instrumental?
We say Der Bookliga.
Okay, Bookliga.
This is how you call a person with a hunch.
Oh, okay. With a hunch, like an idea hunch?
A hunchback.
A hunchback is what like I thought. Really bad, a hunchback. Well, wow. Well, some other cool songs are there. I enjoy Telling Lies. You mentioned Gotta Leave Town. That's really cool. I like your Trash Bones theme song where you spell out T-R-A-S-H.
Oh, yeah, that's a great one. That's the essence of who we are. It's extremely primitive, and the lyrics are great.
Yes, the lyrics are very descriptive.
Yeah.
And now let me ask you, so you mentioned Fernando playing organ, and we know that he used to play in a chicken band, and so you got a song on there, Fried Chicken Legs. Do you prefer white or dark meat with your fried chicken?
White meat, actually. And actually the inspiration for this song was a song, yeah, by Captain Beefheart song. It's called something like Ain't Nothing Like That or Ain't Enough or something.
Very cool. Well, all the songs I enjoy, but the track I'd like to play now that sort of keeps us in a Halloween theme is Bugs on My Back, and you happen to sing lead on that song. So did you write that too?
Yeah, this is one of the rare exceptions of songwriting where I just, you know, I had an inspiration and I just recorded the whole track at home and sent it to the guys and said, hey, you want to play that song? And everybody agreed. And I had everything set up and figured out except for the organ, because I cannot play organ. And yeah, I did the lyrics. And as you might have found out by now, the lyrics might be about drugs.
Well, I was going to ask you, because you said they're either about a girl leaving or drugs. So I was going to go with the drugs for that one. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's to be very particular, this song is about MDMA or maybe ecstasy. I'm not so sure about it.
Oh, Paul, thank you so much for talking with me today on our Coolest Conversations.
Yeah, thank you for inviting me for this interview.
Well,
I mean, this is a great thing for us. You know, this is something that you offer us and that you make possible for us here.
Well, that's only because you're writing great music and you guys are a killer band. And I'm hoping that we'll get to see you guys back in the U.S. soon. Right now, though, we need to take a listen to another track off of Digging My Grave. Here are Wild Evil and the Trash Bones with Bugs on My Back in Little Steven's Underground Garage.
Something happening in my mind. Lights are shining much too bright. My jaws start chewing and my eyes to flare. The face there looks strange, but I can't care.
There's a place in New York where you can walk through the actual front doors of the world's most famous recording studio, Abbey Road. Through those doors, past the Beatles, Pink Floyd, Radiohead, and countless other rock giants. Where can you find those doors? At the Hard Rock Cafe Times Square. The Abbey Road doors and thousands of other priceless pieces of rock history can be found at Hard Rock Cafes, Hard Rock Casinos, and Hard Rock Hotels around the world. To learn more, visit hardrock.com.